Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. Here, Paul encourages the followers of Christ to live in unity based on their oneness in faith. God's people have been given special gifts to prepare them for the work of Christian service and to build up communities of faith through love. And again, God's guiding word for us this week begins with hope. So let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 4 and at verse 1. I urge you then, I who am a prisoner because I serve the Lord, live a life that measures up to the standard God set when he called you. Be always humble, gentle, and patient. Show your love by being tolerant with one another. Do your best to preserve the unity which the Spirit gives by means of the peace that binds you together. There is one body and one Spirit, just as there is one hope to which God has called you. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is one God and Father of all people, who is Lord of all, works through all, and is in all. Each one of us has received a special gift in proportion to what Christ has given. As the Scripture says, when he went up to the very heights, he took many captives with him, and he gave gifts to people. Now, what does he went up mean? It means that first he came down to the lowest depths of the earth. So the one who came down is the same one who went up, above and beyond the heavens, to fill the whole universe with his presence. It was he who gave gifts to people. He appointed some to be apostles, and others to be prophets, others to be evangelists, others to be pastors and teachers. He did this to prepare all God's people for the work of Christian service, in order to build up the body of Christ. And so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. We shall become mature people, reaching to the very height of Christ's full stature. Then we shall no longer be children, carried by the waves and blown about by every shifting wind of teaching of deceitful people, who lead others into error by the tricks they invent. Instead, by speaking the truth in a spirit of love, we must grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head. Under his control, all the different parts of the body fit together, and the whole body is held together by every joint with which it is provided. So when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up through love. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, and so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. And so here we see that Paul is using the metaphor of the body, the human body, to describe the unity in the church. And just as when one little part of our body is out of step, is out of whack, so to speak, the whole body feels bad. In the same way, each one of us need to be functioning according to our giftings, to what God has provided us with, so that the whole church, the body of Christ, can work properly. Let's pray. Lord God, you are indeed one God and Father of all people. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that unites us in faith and binds us together in peace and in loving service to one another. Amen. Well, our Monday morning together has quickly come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we are in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 32, where Paul describes the new life in Christ. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless each and every one of you, is my prayer.